Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time. And, of course, what I really enjoy is we do this show the end of the month, the last Tuesday of each month. We talk to four outstanding coaches from the NWAC Sports West and North Division. Kyle Gray's not going to be able to join us tonight, but we're going to talk to three coaches, and we're still going to have just as much fun and enjoyment. I am Gregory Crawford, and I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops or at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com. And just a quick note before we get started. I want to wish my father, my great father, Don Crawford, a happy 102nd birthday. He's not with us anymore. He passed away at a very young age of 60, but I'm one of the fortunate ones to have had great parents. We didn't have a lot, but we had a lot of love, and that's all it takes to have a great family. And he taught me two things, the love of sports and the love of animals. And I carry that on today, as well as giving back to people. And so my dad was great, and I want to pay him a little tribute tonight. And let's go to TJ Cow, the head men's basketball coach at Tacoma Community College. TJ, how you doing tonight?
And I'm doing well.
How's your summer going for you?
It is going all right. We're seem to be making a little progress here, and enjoying the sun when it comes back out, I hope.
It's going to be back out in force for the next week, trust me. You know, when you mentioned progress, TJ, give us a little bit more detail with your progress.
Well, the biggest progress is just is keeping a group of guys together and building some camaraderie and some chemistry and those sort of things, and just the commitment to what we're doing. Guys have been, they seem to be committed to getting shots up in the off season, doing their strength training. They're great in open gyms. You know, we're a little bit limited in the contact that we can have, but we've been keeping track of number of makes and, you know, all the things that you can, we can set out the plan for them and do the best we can. And they seem to be staying true and seem to be staying hungry.
TJ, you know, it's amazing, you know, especially for older guys like me. You're still really young, but older, time flies so much. And I was thinking today when I knew we were going to have you on, I'm going to be shaking your hand 5 months from today exactly when you're playing in the Clackamas Christmas Tournament. And right after that, you're going to start league play. You know, it seems like we just ended the last season.
It flies by, yeah, and that's something we talk about every day is just enjoying the process and appreciating the process and taking advantage of every day in the off season. Our guys talk a lot about how excited they are and how ready they are for the season to start, but I try and talk to them a lot, and my assistant coach, we try and talk to them a lot about just taking advantage of every day that we have until the season starts to get better, to get stronger, and to get more confident on the court, shoot the ball better, handle the ball better, and just try and get better in all facets.
TJ, traditionally basketball kind of takes a little bit of time off in August, slows down a little bit. Are you going to be able to get some of that time off, or you got a lot of things? What are you going to do in the month of August that's kind of exciting, whether it be basketball or not?
Yeah, you know, getting a chance to go spend some time with my family. We spend so much time doing it that it is that you do need some downtime to clear the mind, especially right before school starting and getting back into the season, just recharge the batteries a little bit. I'm moving my girlfriend out here out west, so I'm going out. She's in Illinois. I'm going out to get her and drive back with her, which is going to be a long drive. I've made it a couple times now. But just kind of, and we're gonna take a weekend and head over to Colorado, just try and clear my mind a little bit before we commit to that 6-day-a-week grind, 7 days a week, but we can only get the guys six.
Yeah, very good. You know, I'm not afraid to admit this is one of my real flaws. The things I do professionally, I just can't ever seem to let go. I wished I could at times, but they're always on my mind, including waking up in the middle of the night. As a top-flight basketball coach in college, can you let go?
I would like to hope I could, but I don't think so. Maybe when I retire, you know, it might happen. But there's too much to think about all the time. There's too many things going on, too much responsibility with all these guys and making sure they're making good decisions. And it's, you know, I honestly don't remember the last time that I didn't think about our basketball team during the day. It's been before I was a coach.
TJ, you know, I like to ask questions based on the previous answer. When you talk about responsibility, as a college basketball coach, in a good program, outside of basketball, what's your biggest responsibility being a head coach?
I think the biggest responsibility for me is just living what I'm teaching them and showing up every day ready to go, being positive all the time, you know, attacking adversity head on, and just living what I tell them to do and having the same expectations of myself that I have of them, leading through actions. I'm not a guy who yells and screams and talks a whole lot. I like to think that my players will, I only need to tell them once. It doesn't usually happen that way, but that my word means something, and I'm kind of soft-spoken, but I just live what I tell them.
Hey, TJ, in closing, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I'm going to ask the other two coaches the same thing, have a little fun. Do you have a question for me? Could be on any subject. If you don't, no problem, but if you want to ask me a question, we won't do this every month, but just kind of fun to do that. I love the questions I get from people.
Yeah, what are your what's your prediction for the West region next year?
Oh, boy.
You don't have to.
You know what? I think it's going to be an 8-way tie for first.
That's a great answer. Yeah, that's a great response. I like that.
Well, you know, just a quick comment from you, and then we'll move on to talk to Mitch here. Are you kind of glad to get rid of Clark?
You know, I am very glad to get rid of Clark. Those guys, the first time, I felt we didn't have a great year last year, but I felt like we were in most games. Bellevue kind of stuck it to us early, and then when Clark hit us that first time, they came up to our place and played us, and as soon as the game was over, I just said that's the best team we've played all year. They hit us with such force. Alex does such a great job with the program. The guys play so hard. They're talented. They just do the little things well. And it's a really good program. I have nothing but respect for them. And this next year, somehow he tricked me into playing them the first game of the year. And we get them at home, so maybe that's some sort of advantage. But I am very glad that they are not in our region anymore.
Very good. TJ Cow, you have a great August. We'll talk to you the last Tuesday in August. We love talking to you. You're a great addition to this program, and thanks for being on tonight.
Hey, I can't wait to talk to you again. Thanks again for having me.
You know, you betcha. TJ, of course, is the head men's coach at Tacoma Community College. Now let's go to the head men's coach at Peninsula College. And it is Mitch Freeman, another guy we really enjoy having on. Mitch, how are you, and how's your summer going?
I'm doing great, Greg. Thank you so much. I apologize for not being on here last week. Just a really, really busy and awesome summer for us here, for the Freeman family and my two little boys and my wife and our basketball program. We don't have a whole lot of contact with a lot of our guys in the summertime because we have guys from a little bit all over the place, Las Vegas, Alaska, But we have several guys that are here on the Seattle-Tacoma area, Bremerton area, so able to stay in contact with those guys, and they've been doing a summer league. And we've had camps, clinics, academies going on for the entire month of June and July, and it's been awesome. And I can't beat this bad weather up here in the peninsula. So.
Yeah, absolutely. What a summer we've had in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Mitch, the same question for you that I've asked that I asked TJ. Can you know? And I guess I ask it hoping that maybe I can learn something. Can you ever let go?
Well, you know, it's a great question. You know what? I mean, I've been a part of this game my entire life, and I am blessed, and I'm sure you'll hear this from a lot of coaches, blessed to do something that I don't really consider a job. I'm connecting with people all over the world in the game of basketball, a game that I love. I know Christ has put me in a position where I'm able to kind of glorify him and do the things that I love. And so it's a question. I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's there's work. There's kind of grinding some things out within the job, but for the most part, it's kind of who I am. And I've been lucky to be able to be a coach and be in a great position here at Peninsula College. So I absolutely love it. So,
Mitch, I asked the guys last month I'll ask you, this question. What's the one thing, and I know you've done several, you're so dedicated to everything you do. What's the one thing you've done this summer that you think's made you a better basketball coach?
Well, I think the one thing is talking to other coaches. And I'm talking to them about what they do offensively and defensively from an X and O standpoint to how they interact with their players, to recruiting, talking to Lorenzo Romar, to Joe Calero, to different coaches in the NWAC, from guys in our league, Jeremy Eggers, Kyle Gray, to TJ at Tacoma. I had conversations with him too. Just talking with guys that are, you know, in the same position that I'm in. Levels differ, they vary from the different type of players they interact and have on their program, but That's one of the bigger things. And we get out quite a bit recruiting-wise. I was in Alaska a couple times. Just got back from Las Vegas. Was in Bellevue. So I had a chance to interact with a lot of different coaches. And by far, that, to me, is it's better than any clinic you go to. It's better than anything you read. It's a chance to talk with people and coaches that are really they're in the fire with it's the same thing you're going through as a coach. So that's been probably a great inspiration and motivation and teaching tool that I've had this past year.
Yeah, and very, very well said. And I think, I guess August is a little bit of relaxation time, but are you the type of guy, Mitch, do you look back on the previous year? I know coaches have a different philosophy in this, or do you just wipe the slate clean and we're heading to 15-16?
Well, no, we got to learn, got to get better, and we did a lot of that in the springtime. All of our guys, we evaluated. We do a goal sheet that we have for the year in terms of our win-loss, and we kind of set goals and where we see ourselves, and then we really look at all that and look at the good, the bad, the ugly, and where we need to improve, and had a chance to talk with our coaching staff. And we'll continue to kind of do some of those things, but we're now in that transition phase now, players, and looking at what we need to be able to do to maximize who we have on the roster. And so that's kind of stuff that we're kind of transitioning now, and we'll have our guys all on campus the end of September. And so that's kind of what we're moving towards, but definitely looking at where we were and how we got to where we went and, you know, see how we can duplicate some stuff and how we need to shore some things up and maybe change some things. So,
Mitch, final thing, give you a chance. We won't do this every month, but it's kind of fun for everybody. Do you have a question for me?
Yeah, I briefly heard that, so I had a little bit of a heads up on some of these other guys that maybe TJ. But questions are important, and I like to. Who inspired you to be where you're at today? I know you have a lengthy career, but who inspired you? What kind of makes you tick?
I think without question, it's the fact that I had great parents. My dad, as I said, it would have been 102 today. And my mother was great. They were both had different styles. My mom was very tough. My dad was more friendly, but my mom was friendly, but they both taught me, to go out and really help other people. And that's who kind of inspires me. And I think, nowadays I'm kind of inspired by my, that always lives with me and my family and my great sister. But I think my business partner and my sports management company, Gordon Kiyokawa, really kind of inspires me because he's really at the top of his game. People don't think often a lot about golf course superintendents, and he does that along with working with me. But, he's every year his golf course is rated the number one course that the LPGA players play, and he's a perfectionist, and he leads by example, and I like that kind of thing. So it's a great question. I could probably go on and on, but what a fabulous question. But the number one was my mom and dad, and a lot of people are not fortunate to have good parents, or they don't work out, or but in my case, I was very fortunate.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Thank you for the answer.
You betcha, Mitch. Thank you. You're a great part of this program. We'll talk to you at the end of August the next time, and we'll have a lot of fun with that program. And thanks for being on tonight, and best to you always there at Peninsula College. Mitch Freeman, the head men's coach there.
Thanks, Greg.
And now we're going to...
Thank you, Greg.
You betcha. Thank you, Mitch. And now we're going to go to Aaron Landon, who is the head men's basketball coach at South Puget Sound Community College, and doing a great job there. And Aaron, I guess I'll ask you this question. Do you look back on the previous season as a head basketball coach in college, or do you just wipe the slate clean and moving forward? Hello, Aaron. Aaron, I think we got you there. There we go. Sorry about that. My question, I know that you heard it. Do you wipe the slate clean, or do you move forward?
I think about it. I'd be lying if I said I didn't, but most of it is just thinking about, what's next. We have new players this year, and even our league has changed. Our schedule's different, and So it's going to be a different year, and that's how I try to approach it, is just keep moving forward and keep getting better.
Aaron, are you a guy that is able to ever let go? I think you probably know the answer to this question, but maybe not. And I often say with envy, I admire people that can let go from what they do professionally, but I have a difficult time, and I always wonder about basketball coaches.
Yeah, it's hard to get away. Mentally, I care so much, and obviously this job is my dream job, so I'm passionate about it. But I like to think that, I can get away, and I would hope that my wife and family and my friends could say that. I love my job. It's unbelievably important to me, and I think about it a lot. But I definitely have to have that other time. My favorite thing that I heard Steve Kerr say during their run was that he appreciates guys who have a zest for life. And I love my job, but I love escaping and doing things, especially out here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest with the people I care about. So I try to let go. I think it helps me be a better coach.
Very well said. Terrifically said. Outstanding. Aaron, speaking about being a better coach, I'm not superstitious. I think that's a bunch of pooey. I don't mind people that are, but I don't even, I'm not superstitious. And I'm going to flat out say, I think you're going to have a really good team this year.
Well, I appreciate that, Greg. It's been a process since day one. I do think we're going to make a jump. You know, we have our first recruiting class. They're now sophomores. So I'm excited about having them, and they have some really good players coming in from all over the West Coast. So we got to do a really good job of bringing them together and kind of getting that trust that a good family has to have early on, because it goes so fast from the time they show up. But I appreciate you saying that. I've worked my butt off recruiting, and I like our club this year, so I know you're going to come out and watch us at the tournament, and I'll look forward to having you check us out here pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, too, in December. That's going to be a big deal for me, and I know a big deal for South Puget Sound. You know, speaking of the players, when do they arrive, and are you in contact with a lot of the players? And I know there's certain rules about things, but when do you really feel like basketball has arrived for 15-16 now that you're done with your recruiting for this year?
Yeah, it's a good question, and you know, everybody's different. Just listening to all the different guys that you have on the show, it's, you know, it really demonstrates how much contrast there is. We have a team that is primarily made up of guys who are not local. We have two players from the state of Washington. Well, we've got guys from Oregon, California, Arizona, Utah, Idaho, and Alaska. So they all need to kind of move into the apartment that they live in at the same time. And that's the week after Labor Day. That still gives them a couple weeks to get settled and get comfortable and enjoy this Olympia summer a little bit before we, you know, start school at the end of September. So that's when they'll all move out, is that second week of September.
And, you know, Aaron, just parlaying a little bit on what you said, you know, the last time I asked the question, and I've asked it, I've asked 13 coaches on the radio in the past 6 weeks, what is the one thing that will get everybody, somebody sitting next to you? And I asked you that question last time, and, you know, it's interesting, not one of the 13 coaches gave the same answer. So that's how great the game of basketball is, and that's how great coaching is, that so many people have varied opinions what it takes to be successful. What's it going to take on the floor this year for you guys to really make that jump to be successful?
Yeah, you know, that was a great question that you asked about, you know, what do you have to do? And I think when we talked, I told you rebound. I just think it's a personality trait of going to get the ball. This year, we've got an interesting team. We don't have a traditional big post, but we have a lot of team size. So we are going to try and run and use our athletes. So I think I would tell you right off the bat, in the fall, whoever comes in shape, you know, they're going to start to already be ahead of the game in terms of what we want to do. We want to play a little faster and really run and move. So I would say, it's going to take, you know, an unbelievable commitment on the conditioning side from all of our players, and they know what we want them to do right now, and then we'll start our stuff when they come. That's a great question. I would say, you know, for us to really be able to run, we got to be in great shape, and that's a huge key for us this year.
Yeah, and I think the players really enjoy that style, and I really look for a lot of success out of your team this year. Aaron, in closing, I'll give you the same opportunity. It's kind of fun. We won't do this every month. And by the way, I want to throw out some plaudits for you. We wouldn't be doing this show if it weren't for you. You helped me put it together, and I really appreciate that. And quite frankly, it's a huge success doing it once a month, and we're going to keep it going forever. But fire away if you got a question for me.
Sure. Well, you know, some listeners probably don't know, you and me met in Portland, right, when I was a young assistant at Concordia University, and you would come and cover the Cascade Conference. And, yeah, I'm from California, so most of my friends, some of whom are listening tonight, they'd always ask me, well, you live in the greatest food city on the West Coast, so where are you going to eat? So my question to you is, Greg Crawford, what is the best meal in the city of Portland?
Well, I will say Noho's Hawaiian Cafe, and he's got two locations, 26th and Southeast Clinton, and then 46th and Fremont. Noho's, it's Hawaiian food. We do a quarterly sports lunch there. Noho is a tremendous guy. There isn't a person that's gone into him and not asked for some type of certificate to help with a charity. He never turns anybody down. He's just an unreal person, and he played football at Nebraska. A lot of people don't know that. So to me, that's the best meal in Portland. And then I really got to commend Sailors there on Stark Street. At about 105th, Sailor's Country Kitchen is, I love fish and chips, and you wouldn't think of a steakhouse as having, I'm a vegetarian for the most part. Occasionally I'll eat fish and chips, but you wouldn't think of a steakhouse as being great for fish, but without question, best fish and chips I've ever had in my life. So I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, that's a great answer. You gave a couple good ones.
Hey, Aaron, thanks for doing all you do for the game of basketball, way beyond what you do as your job as head men's coach at South Puget Sound Community College. You're dedicated. You're a great person. I wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for you. And you have a great August, and we'll talk to you again at the end of August.
Yeah, Greg, I'll see you soon. Have a good week.
You betcha. That's Aaron Landon. And once again, don't forget the great Brent Miner. He's got the Max Hoop thing going at Lane Community College the weekend of Friday, let's see, the 12th, 13th, 14th, or that weekend in there of August. Go to maxhoops.com. Good night, everyone. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops and our new sports page I mentioned at the beginning. Good night. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to make all your free throws. We'll be back next week.